President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure proposal seeks to help reach the administration's ambitious clean energy goals for the U.S. over the next decade. Part of the funding would pay for upgrades to the electric transmission system, the poles and wires that everyone relies on to access power nearby or from hundreds of miles away. WSHU's J.D. Allen has more on what those upgrades could look like in New England.
The Biden administration is poised to approve 10 new offshore wind projects in the Atlantic Ocean before the end of the year. Hundreds of turbines could be installed off the coast of New England over the next decade or more. The power from those turbines needs to get from about 30 miles offshore to the regional power grid on land. Ann George represents the grid operator at ISO New England.
You could build a transmission line through Long Island Sound. That is a potential to bring the power through Long Island Sound and then connect it into a Connecticut location.
These transmission lines will be coming to coastal communities up and down the coast.
You need transmission to bring offshore wind onto the system from out in the federal waters, but then also you're going to need transmission to move it around the system.
Recent ISO New England studies found there is about 6 gigawatts of headroom for offshore wind before additional transmission infrastructure will be needed. Biden's energy plans include 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030, with some poised for New England waters. The president's infrastructure proposal sets aside around $300 billion to upgrade the country's decades-old transmission systems.
I believe you have good alignment today between the private sector and the public sector on the need to move aggressively towards a cleaner energy future.
That's Bill Quinlan, president of transmission at Eversource. They're a major electric provider and the largest transmission operator in New England, in control of just under half of the region's transmission infrastructure. Quinlan says the upgrades driven by Biden's plan will be essential to help traditional fossil fuel facilities retire and bring on new clean energy power providers.
So you're building new generation facilities to essentially reduce carbon, and the transmission grid is the enabler. It essentially allows the power to flow from those generation sources to where customers are located.
From offshore to coastal communities and inland areas where people need electricity.
Or hydropower coming in from, whether it's Quebec or New York or Pennsylvania.
Where at least 10% of all energy that's consumed in New England comes from.
It's the enabler of the country's decarbonization efforts.
Quinlan says it will really be the responsibility of utility companies to invest capital in transmission projects. However, MIT energy economist Christopher Knittle says it will be difficult for these projects to get approval from different state regulators or even countries. He points to Eversource's Northern Pass Power Line, which New Hampshire blocked in 2018. Its successor from Central Maine Power has faced huge pushback as it continues to move forward.
Quebec has tons of hydroelectricity, and Massachusetts is trying to build a transmission line to connect Quebec to Massachusetts, but unfortunately it has to go through either Vermont or New Hampshire or both, and the United States just is not very good at siting transmission. So even though there's some cheap carbon-free electricity up there, it might end up never being able to make its way all the way to Massachusetts.
There's also the cost. The estimated investment in the region's infrastructure system has been over $12 billion since 2002, according to ISO New England. George says the investments have kept the system reliable at farther distances.
A state like Vermont that truly is, you know, landlocked can look into contracting with these resources that are located farther away from them, but provide power into the regional grid. Electrons don't stop at state borders. Electrons move around.
Eversource, United Illuminating, National Grid, and others have made promises to spend ratepayer money and possibly federal funding on these goals over the next few decades. Lee Hoffman is a lawyer that represents power generators and suppliers. He says that could mean new power lines tethered along state right-of-ways or buried underground.
And if you think about our electric grid that way, we have transmission lines, which are the highways and the interstates. They're the really big lines that carry massive amounts of power all the way down to the distribution systems, which are avenues, boulevards, and even country roads.
Hoffman says there is a real transmission challenge.
Sometimes where the infrastructure is not where people would ideally like to site power projects, whether they're renewable or traditional, because those are sometimes in residential neighborhoods, or they're on historic properties, or there are endangered species nearby, or whatever else have you.
But without proper infrastructure in place and a big storm hits or demand for power spikes, it's a lot harder to keep the lights on. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.